authority to take what's yours, what God's given you, according to the Word of God. As long as it lines up with this Word, you have authority over it. And I'm here to tell you, as a believer, you got to be a believer and you got to have Jesus as Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been in my life and I've stood on the Word of God and it didn't seem like it worked before. Now, maybe I'm the only one this happened to, but I said, Lord, I'm doing what you called me to do. And then he started showing me, but yes, you're doing it according to your will. And you, we got to get to the place that even Christ said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. We got to understand that God's plan for us as a believer is a whole lot better than our plan for ourselves. And we got to get that in our heart. But God wants you to have authority to stand against the things that's not like God. He wants you to, why would he tell you to be a city on a hill or be a light that shines in darkness? It's not because he wants you to barely shine. He wants you to shine so bright that everybody around you says, man, I don't know what it is about you, but there's something different and I want that. That's the reason why he wants you to shine. He wants you to be a city on a hill, because when all hell is going on, and it's like I heard the one preacher testify that the one house didn't burn out of like 40 houses in the subdivision. It was right in the middle of the subdivision, and all the neighbors were mad because they wanted to know why the one house didn't burn. She said, because I ain't got no filth in my house. I don't have no drugs in my house. I don't have no alcohol in my house. I don't have nothing but the Word of God in my house. And her house was the only one that didn't burn. And I'm here to tell you, you have a right with the Lord. You got to understand, and I want you to get this in your heart, that you have authority in Christ. You have authority. He didn't give his life for you just to call yourself a Christian. He gave his life so you would be sons or daughters of the Most High God. He gave you to heirs to the throne of God, to the throne. Heirs, joint heirs, it says, with Christ. Otherwise, to not that we sit on the throne, but joint heirs to what he has for you, what he's done, the power that was given. And I'm here to tell you that we gotta hold on for what God has. Verse 8, it says, for I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto to one, go, and he goeth, unto another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Now listen to this. This is where I wanted to get to. Listen to this closely. Now remember, this is Christ, and he is a centurion. He's not a Jew. We done read that earlier. He done good things for the Jews. This dude don't even fit in the lineage right now. He don't even fit nowhere in this right now. But he said, Christ tells him, when Jesus heard these things, verse 9, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. It was because this man knew authority in his life. He knew that in his own realm, that if he told his soldiers under him to go to war over here, they didn't argue with him. They went out and they warred. He knew that Christ was under the same authority under his Father, that if he spoke, it happened. And I'm here to tell you that you got to understand that there's ranks in your life that you'll come through, but God wants you to get to the place that you speak to your problem and your problem goes away. God wants you to get to the place that you speak to sickness and sickness leaves your body. I'm here to tell you that God is greater than you. He's greater than me. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the enemy running America. I'm sick of the enemy running this town. But we got to get a hold of it and got to get a hold of the power. So he marveled at such great faith because this man said, I'm not worthy to come to you. I sent these elders out before you, and I know that if you'll just say the word, it'll happen. And he had an expectancy in his heart that he knew that if the elders went and asked him, went and talked to him, that Christ would do it, because he knew that he's a compassionate man. He knew that he loved the people. He knew that he would do it. Do we know that he'll do it in our life? Listen, the enemy's going, he'll lie to you. As soon as you try to press in, he'll sure make a way for you to get frustrated. If you deal with anger, he'll make you slam your thumb in your own car door. And if you deal with whatever it is, he'll find a way to try to push your buttons. But I'm here to tell you, that's the reason why we got to have the Word of God in our hearts, that we might not sin against him, that we know what we're facing, that we know the things that's coming against us. Matthew 11:12. I want to get this out to you. You have authority tonight. You have authority in your life to walk this life out. Matthew 11:12. It says, I still hear the pages turn. You know, why do you think it says that we must become as a child? Childlike faith, they say. Because a child have faith to do things that nobody, you can't tell them no. Yeah, I can do it. I can do it. And that's what the Lord wants us to get a hold of. You can do this. You can make it. And not just barely make it. Make it as an example in the world that my God is good. You make it as an example in the world that my God is alive. And I'm telling you that we got to get a hold of it, that God, you're going to do this in my life. You're going to make a way where there was no way. You're going to make it to where I can stand up. I may be in the hell's fire right now. I may be going through every trial, all hell may be against me. But I'm going to hold on to the Word of God, and I'm not going to let up. I'm going to stand on your Word, oh God. I may get blown to the side or sideways or to the backwards or forwards, but I will not move. See, Peter made that mindset up. I'll die for you. Then he denied him, just like the Lord said. But what did the Lord pray for Peter? Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray that your faith fail you not. The trial was not taken away. His faith was prayed for, and it says that the Lord ever make intercession for you and me. He's praying up there right now that your faith fail you not. Because if you can get a hold of faith, you can move the world around you. If you can get a hold of faith, you can change your circumstance. You can change the very opposition that faces you. 11:12, Matthew. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. That word violent in the Strong's is one definition of it, is one who is eager in pursuit. Listen, you got to get flat ticked off of what's going on in your life. You got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you got to stand up and you got to fight against it. You got to get in, you got to plant your feet and make your mind up that I'm not moving, devil. I'm not backing up. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I'm the victor because Christ done paid the price. It's not on my own merit. I can't do it in myself, but I got to know that I got an elder brother that's already paid the price, that he walks beside me. I walk in agreement with him. I walk with him, and he talks with me, and he shows me the way, and he encourages that, yeah, you will make it, that you will survive, that you will, if you'll just hold on and not back up. You know, Dave, he used to say there's no reverse. And that's a fact. There's no reverse. You may have to drop it. I think Dave used to say you had to drop it in Granny Low. If you know what that is, the old trucks used to have that granny load just barely crawling across there, but it's not stopped. You're going forward. And you got to understand that, listen, I want to emphasize to you that you have authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but you got to be in agreement with him. You got to walk with him in agreement. If any two walk together, they must agree. And I'm here to tell you that even when the sons of Sceva, they said, we cast out by the Christ that Paul knows, or I think it's how they said it, but he said, Paul we know, Christ we know, but who are you? And I'm telling you, we got to know who we are in Christ. Don't listen to that lying devil. He's defeated. He has no right in your life. That's the reason why the Bible says that when you see him, you're going to say, that's what caused all the trouble in the world. See him now as nothing in your path. See him now as nothing that can stop you. You've got to understand that God wants you to stand up in authority, cast out devils, raise the dead, heal the sick, preach the gospel all over the world. Listen, Christ came preaching the kingdom of God. Study it out. Most churches preach what Christ done, but Christ came preaching the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, you have authority. He's the king. We're under him. We're in the king. That's the reason why he says you're ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador is under the authority of the king. And you got to understand, the ambassador, he don't have to worry about where he's living at. He don't have to worry about how he's going to pay his bills. He don't have to worry about the enemy coming around him, because he's got the whole army of the Lord that's around him. The whole army of that country's around him. It says that the angels encamp you. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know that there's an authority that comes. But listen, you got to walk it out by faith. You got to have that expectancy faith that says, I'm going to see this. Not in pride, not in arrogance. I'm not better than nobody else. You got to humble yourself before the Lord and let him exalt you. You got to get on your face. If you're dealing with sin, give it to the Lord and get up and walk in faith and walk it out and let the devil know that, look, you're not going to keep me here. I'm a child of God. If you want to fight me, you got to fight him. I'm here to tell you that's the reason why it says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He that is in you has done defeated death, hell, and the grave. He's done defeated Satan. He's done defeated. Man, and yes, there's trials. But that don't mean God's against you. But heaven suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. So I asked myself, am I one who is in eager pursuit of the Lord? Am I one that is in eager pursuit? Am I hot on the Lord's feet? Am I chasing him so hard that I'm fixing to catch him? Am I running hard enough that I'm fixing to get a hold of him? Listen, he's the author and the finisher of your faith. That means he authorizes you to finish. That's where the word author comes from. That's where authorize comes from. It's out of authorize. They come together. He's authorized you to finish by faith, but you got to believe him. The biggest deception of the enemy is his lies that tell you that you're not worthy. You can't make it. You're no good. All these different things. You've done sin too much. You've done failed today. Listen, and the Lord told me and showed me clearly that if I can convince you tonight that if you're in a struggle, if you'll keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, you're in a struggle. But if you'll keep your eyes on him, your struggles will be defeated by theirself. You won't have to get frustrated. You won't have to get in the flesh. You won't have to do all these different things. You can walk this out by the power of the gospel. But God's given you authority. It's not just for the preacher. It's not just for the evangelist and all these different people. It's for you. He said, go in the world and make disciples of all men. I never read where he says, go plant churches all over the world and tell people they're sinners saved by grace. I never read that nowhere. All of us in here are to be made disciples in men and women both are to be made disciples. And what does a disciple do? He's a teacher and a learner of God, and he walks in the power that comes with it. You look at the Peter and them, I think it was the Grecian women, I think, at that time, but they was complaining because needs wasn't being met. They said, seek out seven men full of the Holy Ghost. Stephen was one of them. Everybody knows Stephen. Most of the names nobody else remembers. But Stephen was one of them that walked in such an authority, such power. And if you study out what he preached to that captive crowd that stoned him, it wasn't 1 John or Matthew or Mark or Luke. It was he went all the way back to Moses, and he started giving them the whole rundown of who Christ was, the prophecies given, and they stoned him. But even then, he looked up to heaven and said, Lord, don't hold this against them. You got authority tonight. You may not feel like it. You may look in the mirror and not like what you see, but I'm telling you that if you could see God in you, the Christ in you, the hope of glory, if you could see the life that he promised you, if you could see in supernatural of what's coming, if you'll just hold on, if you could see 10 years down the road, you know, they sing that song on Joy FM, Dear Younger Me. If you could see 10 years from now of what God has for you, if you don't move to the right or to the left, if you just hold on to the promise of God and not waver and walk in the authority that's given and walk it out by faith, you'd be amazed. You would never turn back. I had evangelists tell me, he said, I prayed for people in wheelchairs hundreds of times to where people thought I was just a fake. They thought I was just a loser because none of them never got up. He said, but one time, he said, I went and prayed for the row of wheelchairs, and he said, one got up. God healed him. Miracle. He said, that took my faith from here and bounced it way up here. He said, but he told me today, because we was talking about some stuff. I'm not going to go into all of it, but it's kind of a personal deal with him. But he was going into some stuff, and I was ministering to him. I was kind of witnessing back and forth to each other. And I said, look, and he told me, he said, you're right. He said, I got to get my faith around this. It's a very big step. But what I'm telling you is if thou canst believe, all things are possible. You got to believe him for it, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like. I've met cancer patients that and we've had them testify in the tents and been healed. That the doctors done said you're done. There's go make it right with your family and get your house in order because you're done. And stop at a tent service and somebody pray for them, not even one of mine or nothing like that, but somebody else's, and pray for them and still living today because God healed them. I'm here to tell you that he's the author and the finisher. I'm not writing my life. I say, not my will, but your will be done. I get up in the morning and make him Lord of your life. And when I say that, he's already Lord whether you do it or not, but you confess it with your mouth. Lord, today I'm asking you to take over my finance, Lord God. Lord, today I'm asking you to take the anger out of me, oh God. I'm making you Lord over my life. Lord, today I'm asking you to take the arrogance out of me, Lord God. I'm making you Lord over my life. See, we all got a choice. You can walk and barely make it to this life. Yeah, you're saved. You've confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. You believed in your heart. And you're doing the best you can do to live for him. Yes, you're saved, but there's a whole lot more for you. There's a whole lot more for you. And I'll tell you straight out, I ain't going to go into it, but I've been in a trial of my life. I've been fighting like you would have no idea. And used to, I thought I was losing my mind until I had an old preacher sit down and explain it to me that, look, your mind's been stretched, and God's putting it back together the way he wants it. So a lot of the things you're going through is not for you, not because you're being punished, but because God's got something greater for you, and you can't do it in yourself. You got to have him do it, but you got to get your mind open up that, look, I have authority in Christ Jesus, not in arrogance, though. You got to be careful. When I say careful, I don't want you to be afraid of it, but you can't be like the sons of Sceva and walk out in a false authority. You got to walk. That's the reason why I read the scripture out of Amos 3:3. If you any two walk, they must be in agreement. They got to walk agreed, or you can't walk. It's if you guys ever done a three-legged race, if you got somebody you can walk with, you can run and you'll outrun everybody in it. But if you got somebody that you don't walk with, you'll fall, you'll stumble, you'll flip, you'll crack your nose on the ground, all these different things. And we got to understand that God wants you to walk in such a power that the world around you sees it. Listen, America don't need another church. They don't. They need a person to be on the streets with the power of God in their life, on their job, or in a hospital that knows the authority that God's given them and exercise it. That's what they need. They need to see the power of it. You know, I had another evangelist call me, and he said, look, he said, you started talking about a lot of the churches have went, I forgot what he called it, but he said just not preaching the gospel. But he told me, he said, what concerns me more is where's my power? Where's my authority? And we got to understand it. So we got to get a hold of it that God has more for you. We're in a time, I'm telling you right now, You may not see it in the spiritual realm. You may not, but I'm telling you, I know it, that you're in a time of power in your life. If you can just get a hold of it, just brush off all the lies of the enemy, push out everything else that's going on around you, all the distractions, and get your mind on the Lord. There's a time right now that you can get a hold of the power of God that'll move mountains, that'll shake the earth around you. If you just get a hold of it in the spiritual realm, and I'm here to tell you that I've seen it. God showed me. And I mean, even at times I'd be in prayer, today he would say, just listen to me. See, God's speaking. And it's not just to me, believe me.